Today we continue with lesson number 29 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. And we are up to Perek Ches, Mishneh Gimel, and Dalet, the 8th Perek, the 3rd and 4th Mishnayos. Yesterday we learned that there's a distinction between when a person says Ad HaPesach, in which case he is only Osur up until but not including Pesach, or when he says the phrase Ad She'ehei HaPesach, in which case he means up to and including Pesach, until Pesach is over. Our Mishnah continues with an analysis of these kinds of phrases and comes to teach us that there are times when we do not make the distinction between Ad HaPesach or Ad X and Ad She'ehei X, but rather, even if a person says Ad She'ehei, he is only also up until, but not including X. Now let's see what are some of the examples of the X. If a person says Ad HaKotzir, I'm not going to eat whatever it is, should be also to me, until the harvest. And Kotzir means the harvest of grain. Or if he says Ad HaBotzir, which means the harvest of grapes, or Ad HaMosik, which means the harvest of olives. So if he says up until those times, Eino Osur Elo Ad Shiyagia, so he is only Osur until but not including the harvest time. Similarly, had he said Ad She'ehei HaKotzir, or Ad She'ehei HaBotzir, or Ad She'ehei HaMosik, he would still only be usher up until but not including the harvest season itself. Different from when he says Ad She'ehei HaPesach, in which case he is usher throughout Pesach, including Pesach. Ze HaKlal, because this is the general rule. Kol Shezemano Kavua, if something has a fixed date, like Pesach, we know when it starts, we know when it ends, and the person says, V'yoma ad she'yagia, until that point in time, until Pesach, until the 15th of Nisan, osur ad she'yagia, then he's only osur up until, but not including from the 15th onward. Omar ad she'yehei, but if he says ad she'yehei ha-Pesach, and the time is fixed from Tesvav Nisan, for 7 days, that's Pesach, and he said Ad She'ehei, then Osur Ad She'yetze. But that's with something like the date of Yom Tov, which is Zemano Kavua, which is a fixed time. However, V'chol She'ein Zemano Kavua, if he picks something that is not Zman Kavua, you don't know when it starts, you don't know when it ends, like the harvest season. Sometimes it's a little earlier, sometimes it's a little later. Sometimes it's a little shorter, sometimes it's a little longer. Depends upon the conditions of the agricultural world. So then, whether he said, Bein Omar Ad She'ehei, Bein Omar Ad She'yagia, even if he says Ad She'yagia, or Ad She'ehei, Eino Osur Ala Ad She'yagia. So even if he said Ad She'ehei, which with reference to Zmano Kavua would include Pesach in our example, it would not include the Kotzir or the Botzir or the Mosik, because they are not Zmano Kavua, and he didn't mean through that indeterminate unknown time, he meant up until that time, but not including it. So we have just studied that if a person defines the time, the duration of his neder, up until a agricultural season, whatever that may be, the harvest of this or that, since those seasons are not Zmanon Kavua, they don't start and stop at certain fixed dates, then we understand his neder to be only up until the beginning of that season, but not throughout that season. Now, suppose a person says, I'm going to be usher, the potato should be usher on me, or this food should be usher on me, until the summer. All right? So the summer is the time, the kayetz, we call kayetz the summer, but the summer is really the time when the figs are ripe. Okay, so ad hakayetz, if a person says, I'm going to be osur, such and such is osur to me until the kayetz, or if he says, ad shiyehei hakayetz, and we know already that since kayetz is an unspecified, unfixed, ein zmano kavua time, so he is only osur up until, but not including the kayetz, okay? When does kayetz begin? Because just before it begins, he's still osur. So the Mishnah explains, ad sheyaschilu ha'om lahachnis bakal kolos, up until the time when people begin to bring the figs into their baskets. In other words, a sufficient number of ripe figs that you can already put them into baskets and take them away from the orchard into wherever you're going to process these figs. If a person makes a neder, ad sheyavor hakayetz, such and such is osur to me until kayetz is over, then we define the end of kayetz as ad sheyekaplu hamaktsuos. Maktsuos, there are different interpretations. Rashi explains that maktsuos are the knives which were used to prepare kitsios. Kitsios are cut figs, where the juice of the figs is very sticky and oozes out, and then you take these figs and clump them together. So these knives are used to cut the figs in order that they should dry out, etc. So when you take these knives and fold them up to put them away, that's the end of the kayetz. Suppose a person made a neder not to be osur in something, not that such and such is usur to him until kayetz, but rather ad hakotzir, until the harvest. So he's also until, but not not including the harvest. So when does the harvest begin? Et shiyas ad shiyas chil ha'om liktsor kitzir chitim avolo kitzir se'orim. Normally, when people say harvest, they mean the wheat harvest and not the barley harvest. So therefore, he is also to eat or to partake in whatever he prohibited upon himself until the wheat harvest, which is later than the barley harvest. So it's a longer period of time that he's also, because that's what people generally mean by the word kotsir, wheat harvest. Hakol lefi mekom nidro. We have a general rule in the Dorim that we understand the language that a person uses in accordance with the customary language used in the place where he lives. So that if he happens to live in a place where it's the barley harvest which is called kotsir, so then he is also until the barley harvest begins. Generally speaking, kotsir means wheat harvest, but if he is in a place where they, for some reason, use the word kotsir to apply to the barley harvest, so he's also until the barley harvest. Im hoya bahor, if the person who makes the vow at the time he made the neder was in the hills, and there the kotsir is later in the hills than it is in the valley, so he has to keep his neder until it is the harvesting time in the hor. Depends upon where he was when he made the neder. If he made the neder in the hor and said ad hakotzir, we understand him to mean ad hakotzir bohor. V'im hoya babiko, had he been in the valley where the kotzir is earlier, so then he would be also, if he made a neder when he was in the biko, he would be also up until the kotzir in the biko. Everything depends upon where he is at the time of the neder. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet of Perek Ches, and in the process have completed lesson number 29.